This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Shifting winds have increased the visibility of a fire burning along Highway 115 south of Colorado Springs. The city's fire department is sending resources to help with firefighting efforts. The change comes as Colorado Springs hit a record high of 81 degrees today. Other heat records in the state are also falling. Forecasters expect the trend to continue through at least Saturday. A revamped federal student aid form is leading to record-breaking completion rates across the country, but Colorado numbers still lag. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
5,000 more Colorado students completed FAFSA by the end of February, according to data from the National College Attainment Network. That's about 37% of seniors. Nationally, the rate is 46%. Colorado ranks 42nd in the nation. Typically, students who fill out the form are more likely to end up enrolling in school after high school. The state's efforts have been hampered by the loss of a tracking tool that allowed college advisors to check students' progress on the form. State lawmakers cut the program during last year's fiscal crisis. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Two people are hurt after a reported explosion at a Denver gas station. Fire officials say they're investigating the cause of the explosion and fire. It happened near the intersection of 6th Avenue and Bryant Street. The two injured were transported to the hospital. Their condition is unclear. Right now in Boulder, it's 84 degrees, 80 in Montrose, 79 in Colorado Springs, 68 in Vail, and 78 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.